Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Can a five-year stalemate be broken? Israelis and Palestinians are headed to Washington to try to rekindle peace talks. Fox News Radio's Emily.
WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Motorists headed to A&M today are advised to stay off George Bush Drive, which will be reduced to one lane between Dexter Drive and Timber Street. Delays are expected as a tree is being cut down. A news release from the city of College Station expects the project will be completed by 1:30. Alternate routes include Holloman Drive and Southwest Parkway. College Station police responded to three reports of gunfire over the weekend. Two of the three incidents resulted in arrests. Still sought is the one responsible for shooting someone Friday night in the Southgate Village apartments. The only information released by police is that an unidentified altercation led to a person being shot. The person who was hit was treated for non-life-threatening injuries at the Med, then released. More gunfire was heard Friday night in Northgate. Police learned an argument over a man's New York accent led him to go get a handgun from his car and fire one shot into the air. This was in the parking lot of Fuegos. Officers found 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel inside the restaurant. He was arrested for discharging a firearm and public intoxication. And on Saturday morning in the University Acres fourplex development, police were on their way to check out a verbal argument among residents when they received multiple reports of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Orender was arrested for firing three shots off his front porch and tampering with evidence by throwing away the gun in the woods behind his backyard. Two men from out of town were arrested for three vehicle burglaries in College Station's Edelweiss Gardens neighborhood. Yesterday morning before sunrise, police were sent to the area of Oldenburg and Klein for the report of the men walking down the street attempting to open car doors. Officers found property abandoned by the men, and the suspects were found hiding a short distance away. 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe and 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also charged with drug possession. The stolen property was returned to the owners. Each year, Kiplinger's magazine does a top 10 cities list. This year's theme was metropolitan areas under 1 million in population. Bryan College Station was ranked third. Editor Mark Woino, who visited the Twin Cities, says job growth was among the reasons for the high ranking.
Not only the students who graduate from Texas A&M, but also for people that are coming in from other parts of the state and the country for that matter, too. The medical industry has not only just in research, but also in hospitals and human, plant, and animal care have scored really high points for us.
Three of the top five cities represent the Southeastern Conference. Little Rock was first and Columbia, South Carolina, fifth. Online at WTAW.com is more information about this year's list, including a link to the story. Ressus County District Court Judge J.D. Langley is not seeking re-election. Langley says thanks to voters, he's been elected through eight election cycles, serving six terms, and he says serving the public has been a joy.
I have thoroughly enjoyed all the different aspects and look forward to continuing to do that in some capacity, one way or another, for the rest of my days here.
Langley says his favorite cases were granting adoption and U.S. citizenship, and people stop him years later in the grocery store smiling about it. His 35 years of past public service include work as a Marine, lawyer, and judge in two courts. For the future, Langley is considering taking his senior judge status, practicing law privately, or becoming a full-time educator, among other options. This morning, motorists who drive around railroad crossings with the gates down might get a visitor. Union Pacific Railroad has invited local law enforcement to ride trains. The UP's Raquel Espinosa says the one-day campaign follows three collisions earlier this year.
If they are disregarding any motor laws that are in place to protect us from any possible collision with the train, then the officers will pull the driver over and possibly issue a citation.
The patrol will be riding train engines on the tracks parallel to Woburn between Rock Prairie and F&B Road in College Station. There's been no disagreement in the Texas House and Senate of a need for more highway money. Today, lawmakers are supposed to agree on a proposed constitutional amendment. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station is glad to have legislation in the second special session that is more than what he called a band-aid in the first special.
You look at my district, I was in Marlette after session, and 77 has issues, 35 and 6. We've got some big needs that we need to address, and this legislation will do that once the Senate and the House come to some sort of an agreement.
Last Friday, legislative leaders say they reached an agreement that, if approved by voters, would spend almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges and keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund. If you visited Galveston over the weekend, you were surprised by a first-ever charge to park along parts of the seawall. Also, there are no parking meters. Police Chief Henry Pareto says you pay online.
It is actually more efficient because it reduces the need for labor. It's also an accounting issue where the money is secure from the beginning.
The cost is $1 an hour, $8 a day, or $25 per year. WTAW News Time is 6:13 at 76 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Blinn College reminds you that it's important, especially during the first weeks of a new school year, to instill safety practices in the minds of school children. Warn your kids of the dangers they face to and from school. Blinn College continues to be the premier two-year college in Texas, with the state's highest percentage of academic students transferring to top universities. With college academic transfer classes, technical and workforce programs, and online classes offered, there's truly something for everyone at Blinn. Visit blinn.edu to see how Blinn can help you achieve your goals. Blinn College. Proven.
It's 6:13. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or in morefeed.com.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot, with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. Mostly sunny skies on Tuesday, and again our temperature near 100 will drop to the mid-70s at night, and we stay hot on Wednesday with more sunshine, all the clouds and showers and storms off to the west, temperatures near 100 on Wednesday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Local kid Breck Shea makes a huge splash on the international stage, scoring the game-winning goal to win the Gold Cup for the U.S., Johnny Football's back in the news for something other than football again. Bombers, Rangers, and Astros were in action yesterday, too. All that and more with sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Is that a sport where you can't touch it with your hands, huh?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Football for the rest of the world.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, okay.
You'd been in the game exactly 1 minute.
Well, there you go. Just leave me on the bench until you need me.
Exactly, right? Pretty much.
Come in and take care of that for you.
I'm done. Can I go now?
Yeah, that's it. Okay, it's going to be 100 today. Saturday was a strangely pleasant day.
Yes, it was.
I mean, it wasn't very, it almost looked gloomy, you know, if you looked outside and you didn't feel it, you might have thought it was October or something.
I mowed because it was overcast and not horrible.
Yeah, by the end of the day, though, it was kind of warm. I'm excited that we, you know, have a heat index of 80 already, and it's not even 6:15. I think that's kind of pleasant. They've completely taken the rain out of the forecast. I mean, I was just looking this morning. One of those situations where there's maybe 6 counties in Texas that have rain. And what's interesting is there may be 5 states that have rain. I mean, there's just nothing going on.
Hmm.
There's a junk off the Atlantic coast there that looks like it makes rain. But, you know, a lot of people don't live on the water. Most people live on the land. It works better that way. But, just saying.
Until we get that whole gill thing worked out.
Yeah, we have. Yeah, Zena, Z-N-A. I don't know how you'd pronounce that. Nah. Gresham. 10-year-old girl has earned the title of hero for her efforts in saving a 1-month-old baby dropped from the second floor of a burning apartment building in Decatur, Georgia.
Holy cats!
Yep. Her entire family responded to cries for help from a family living in the upstairs apartment who were trapped by the fire. There were no other options but to drop the baby along with the family's 2- and 3-year-old children. While the older children and 2 adults didn't fare as well, they sustained non-life-threatening injuries. This little girl was able to step up and catch the 1-month-old baby.
Oh, my gosh.
In what authorities say was a life-saving grab. Again, 10 years old. 10 years old.
I'm glad she's a better catch than I am.
I was going to say,
what a fumble that baby.
Oh, Nelly!
That reminds me of an old joke. You know, there was a fire burning in Jarvis Johnson, who was a wide receiver for a professional football team, was standing there. He said,
"You're not going to tell this,
I am."
Oh, God.
Wait, are there cowboy characters in this joke?
I don't think so. Why?
Oh,
you mean like Dallas Cowboy?
Yes, sir.
No, anyway. And so he said, drop the baby, and I'll catch it. And, you know, everything seemed to go fine until the end, and they asked the police chief, what was the deal? What happened? He said, well, it would have been fine. He made the catch, but he spiked the baby.
Kat, your reaction was perfect.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be a nice story.
We got a lot of info. I didn't laugh out loud, but a great part of humor is that it is unpredictable. I wasn't quite
ready
on top
for that.
Of things enough to predict where you were going.
That's okay. That is, in fact, the definition of comedy. That would be kind of unintended ramifications of a story that's being told.
Mom calls us her dynamic duo. We turn off lights that aren't being used and other stuff. She says we're saving the planet, but we know we save her gobs of money, too. It's cool being superheroes. We're saving energy by turning things off. What can you do? Find out how the little changes add up at togetherwesave.com.
Brought to you by Mid-South Synergy. We work for you.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's the 29th of July, day 210, 155 of them to go. And it's Chicken Wing Day.
I can celebrate.
Chicken Wing Day.
I celebrated early.
Yeah, I had wings and more over the weekend.
Well, there you go.
Now, same time?
No.
Y'all have lunch
together? I didn't see Kevin in there.
I got you. And it's also National Lasagna Day. And if you go to Olive Garden and think that's lasagna, you're wrong. But anyway, just say it.
You're wrong.
Yeah. And today is Rain Day. It's Rain Day in Waynesboro, Pennsylvania, where the local residents say it's rained 113 out of 137 days. Excuse me, 113 days out of 137 years on this date. Okay.
No kidding.
Yep. 03, 04, 06 were the dry years. The legend is that the guy who ran the drugstore kept a journal, and he would bet visiting salesmen a new hat that it would rain on July the 29th. Now the current mayor, that's Blair Zimmerman, has continued the tradition. He bets celebrities a new hat. He's done that with Jay Leno and Donald Trump and Will Ferrell, and somehow in this list they also included Chubby Checker. One of these doesn't belong. And so we'll see. And while you're doing birthdays, I'll go check the weather forecast in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania.
All righty. Okay. Birthdays are Joss Randor from How I Met Your Mother's, 39. Allison Mack is 31. She was in Smallville. Danger Mouse. Yes.
Part of Gnarls Barkley.
Very nice.
The one that doesn't sing.
Exactly.
No, that's what I like them. Yeah, dude.
You know that collaboration started online?
Is that right?
He would send a part to the singer, whose name completely eludes me at this point.
CeeLo Green,
thank you. And CeeLo would then send his part, so that song was almost entirely done without those two guys ever seeing each other face-to-face.
Wow. Well, again, they just, I like the music. Yeah.
Will Wheaton is 41 years old. He was Wesley Crusher.
Oh, my goodness.
And nothing else, right?
Wait, did you say 31 or 41?
41.
41.
Yeah. He was in Stand By Me.
Oh, okay.
And he's been on Big Bang 6 times.
Oh, has he?
Mm-hmm.
Well, good.
As himself.
Uh-huh.
Which is really funny.
Yeah.
Rodney Allen Rippey is 45. I guess he's the son.
Really? Yeah. Gosh, okay.
Martina McBride's 47.
Okay.
Patty Shun.
Yeah.
Mrs. Right. Bruce Springsteen, 60. Tim Gunn, who is on everything that Bravo does. He's a fashion guy, is 60.
Okay.
Geddy Lee from Rush, 60. Ken Burns, who's done every documentary that PBS has ever run.
Even some things that aren't very interesting.
No, you're right. He's 60. Roz Kelly is 70.
That's Pinky Tuscadero.
Yes, it is. Huge crush on here.
Oh, okay. Wow.
And Tony Cicero is 71. He was Paulie Walnuts in The Sopranos and actually did prison time.
Oh, cool.
He did a couple stick-ups in the 60s.
All right. Politico Wives, Marilyn Quayle is 64. She did know how to spell potato. And Elizabeth Dole.
He'll never live that down.
No, he won't. Elizabeth Dole is 77. Did I say Stephen Dorff?
No, I didn't.
He's 40 today. All right, so here we go. No mention of rain in the forecast today in Waynesburg. So see how that works out. 73. I could stand that. That wouldn't be bad for a high.
No.
50 for a low. 50. It's July. You know what I'm saying?
In the Gold Cup final yesterday in Chicago, it was 68.
Is that right?
And Tom posted something on Facebook that when he got out of bed, it was 41 degrees.
Really? Yep, wow.
In Nebraska.
Well, there you go. Having to wear your jammies with feet in them.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, let's take a look at some of the outrageous ways that your federal government chooses to spend your hard-earned money. All of these examples come courtesy of CNS News. For example, a team from the University of California, Santa Cruz, they're going to spend $300,000 U.S. taxpayer money to study a rare language spoken by just 45,000 people in the Mariana Islands, which include the North Mariana Islands. It's a United States Commonwealth, and of course, Guam. And the scandal-ridden IRS, they want to hire a diversity and inclusion specialist with a minimum salary of over $123,000 a year. Maybe they'll include conservatives. Maybe they'll hire conservatives. There's some diversity at the IRS.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hi, I'm Diane Caradu. I'm a senior Medicare Patrol volunteer. Our program, sponsored by Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, helps seniors learn to protect themselves from Medicare frauds and scams. For instance, if you're a Medicare beneficiary and you're approached with an offer of free medical equipment or services, watch out. If it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Call 1-800-MEDICARE to report it. And go to stopmedicarefraud.gov to find lots of useful tips and important information about new fraud-fighting tools that Medicare now has thanks to the healthcare law. New resources to help law enforcement crack down on criminals and return taxpayer dollars to the Medicare trust funds. And how you can get involved in the fight against fraud. Go to stopmedicarefraud.gov and help make Medicare stronger for all of us. A message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Details, details. I dwell on every detail. Payroll, purchasing, production, profit margin, all while keeping the big picture of growth and stability in clear view. Now, this attention to detail has helped me succeed and grow my business. The Prosperity Bankers appreciate my success and know what it means. They're experts in the business of banking, and like me, Prosperity Bankers dwell on details. They call me by my name and listen to what I have to say. Their job is to offer me the banking services that meet my business's needs. You know, to offer the financial tools to help make my business profitable, including cash management, loans, internet banking, remote deposit, and more. I know my business. I want my bankers to know theirs, and I'll bet you do too. Prosperity Bankers know the business of banking. Your bank for business. Prosperity Bank. Real bankers, not just a bank. ProsperityBankTX.com. Member FDIC.
Hey, gang. Unlike most folks this weekend, we had a little bit of a rain out at the pool. Did I stress? Well, heck no, because I've got Suddenlink with free access to Suddenlink to go. Live local customer service to keep you online all the time, including at the pool, because you can take it with you. Get Suddenlink's 30-day money-back guarantee. It's the We Promise guarantee. Plus, with Suddenlink's whole home, it's ready to connect your family and home like never before. TiVo Anyroom DVR, TiVo Stream, free HD Wi-Fi at home, unlimited U.S. long distance, Suddenlink safeguards, and so much more. Like the ability to take it with you to the pool. And right now you can get the hookup, a true bundle that satellite can't do. Switch now to Suddenlink and bundle and save. Switch to the Suddenlink bundle, the SL200 HD TV, 15.0 high-speed internet, and home phone for only $69 a month. Suddenlink's best product lineup ever. Switch now and call 1-800-915-1866 or visit suddenlink.com.
At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we're not sure what you get when you add a wide selection of car and truck batteries to free battery testing and professional installation while you wait. But we know what you don't get. Stuck. At Batteries Plus Bulbs, we never want you to get stuck with a car that won't start. That's why we'll be glad to perform a free alternator and battery check for your vehicle. If your battery does need to be replaced, we can install a new one while you wait. No appointment necessary. And afterwards, we'll recycle the old one for you. Batteries Plus Bulbs is a great place to find headlights and brake lights. We also carry those hard-to-find bulbs used in map lights and dome lights. So next time you need a battery or bulb, don't get stuck going anywhere else. Come to Batteries Plus Bulbs and take advantage of our wide selection and helpful advice. Batteries Plus Bulbs. Get what you need.
Visit Batteries Plus Bulbs in College Station now through August 31st to save $10 on select Duracell car and truck batteries after rebate. Located at the corner of Texas and Holloman.
It's a merger Monday. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. A mega deal was announced in the advertising industry over the weekend. The U.S. agency Omnicom Group is merging with the French advertising giant Publicis. The transaction is valued at more than $35 billion. Executives hope the combined company will be in a stronger position to compete with Google, Facebook, and other online ad sellers. More than a fifth of all ad spending worldwide is now digital. An international deal is in the works in the pharmaceutical industry. The American drug maker Perrigo is buying the Irish biotech firm Elan. That's a deal worth more than $8.5 billion. Perrigo makes private label products for Walmart, Walgreens, and other retailers. And one of the nation's high-end retailers is about to change hands. The Wall Street Journal reports Saks is close to a deal to be acquired by Canada's Hudson Bay Company. Stock market futures pointing lower ahead of the Monday session. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I need to protect my company's email.
Do you want an email security solution that's hard to install?
No.
You good with paying a fee for every user?
No.
How about a little extra for outbound email protection?
No.
Offshore or automated phone tree support okay?
No.
Then yes, we can help.
The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall, the world's best-selling business email security gateway with email encryption and data leak prevention included at no extra cost. Available as a hardware appliance, virtual appliance, or as a cloud service. And always humans to answer your calls. Try the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall free. Go to barracuda.com/yes.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's Wix.com.
Here's our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Call them a 268 roof or go to unitedroofingpros.com. About 98 for a high temperature all week long. Low temperature, about 76. I mean, just plan on it. That's what's going to happen. No mention of rain in the forecast. South winds at 6 right now. Humidity is 90%. And yep, we're at 78 beautiful degrees out there.
We spend money very differently today than our grandparents did. Not better, just different. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
Suffering from allergy congestion? Allegra D decongests. Allegra D depressurizes so you can breathe. Allegra D, a fast, non-drowsy antihistamine, plus a powerful decongestant that gives you 24 hours of congestion-free breathing. It even reduces swelling that can cause congestion and pressure. Allegra D, defense against allergy congestion.
Look for Allegra D at the pharmacy counter. Starts working in 1 hour, applies to first dose only. Use only as directed. Visit Allegra.com.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states. When it comes to spending money, things have really changed over the last several years.
In previous generations, we used to compare ourselves horizontally, literally to the Joneses on our block. And typically we lived around people who made a similar sort of income level, and you know, they'd get a new grill, we'd want a new grill.
Manisha Thakur, co-author of the book On My Own Two Feet.
Today we compare ourselves vertically, And we look to the TV shows and the magazines to judge what we think is a reasonable lifestyle for ourselves. And that's what's getting us into trouble.
And the results of this always wanting more, bigger, and better is everywhere.
You know, houses today are almost twice the size they were in our grandparents' era. Do we really need that much more square footage? For years, people shared cars and families. Now everybody has to have their own car and at increasingly younger ages. So we've had a supersizing of consumptive expectations across both genders.
Manisha says you'll never achieve financial independence until you take control of your money. And unfortunately, credit cards make that very difficult.
Because you can live on minimum payments for so long and not realize that you're accruing these massive interest charges. If you charge something to your credit card and only make the minimum monthly payment, you've effectively doubled the price of whatever good or service you put on that card.
You can link to Manisha's website from ours, somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:33 at 76 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. College Station police have made arrests in two weekend reports of gunfire, and officers are looking for a suspect in a third. Two of the arrests were for disorderly conduct by discharging a firearm. Friday night in the parking lot of the Northgate restaurant Fuego's, officers say surveillance video shows 23-year-old Alfonso Marcel getting a handgun out of his car and firing one shot into the air. This was after an argument over strangers mocking Marcel's New York accent. Marcel, who was arrested inside the restaurant, is also accused of public intoxication. Saturday morning, police were on their way to a row of fourplexes in the University Acres development to report of a local argument of a following report of a verbal argument with neighbors when they learned of gunfire. 23-year-old Jeremy Orender is accused of firing three shots from his front porch, then throwing away the handgun, which officers found in the backyard. Also, authorities are looking for someone accused of shooting someone Friday night at the Southgate Village Apartments. No identities were released or the details of an altercation that resulted in the gunfire. The person who was hit was taken to the Med, where they were treated and released for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. 85th District Court Judge J.D. Langley will step down once he finishes his term come December 2014. Langley says he's enthusiastic about further opportunities for public service, and he says his options include taking a senior judge status and becoming a visiting judge or going into private law practice. But he's not limited to the judicial system.
One of my other loves is being a teacher. I teach at Blinn College and have for many, many years now, night classes, and just absolutely love doing that. And there, you know, there's a lot of other options.
Langley calls what will be 24 years of work as a judge once he finishes one of the things that makes you go home at night and feel good about you what you've been able to do in a day. He says he's looking forward to seeing what turns up over the next 17 months. A report of suspicious activity in a College Station neighborhood resulted in two men being arrested for three vehicle burglaries. Near the corner of Klein and Oldenburg in Edelweiss Gardens, police found abandoned property that was returned to the owners. That's after residents reported the suspects walking down the street attempting to open car doors. 20-year-old David Kaito of the Woodlands and 22-year-old Jordan Riddle of Conroe were arrested for burglary. Kaito was also arrested for drug possessions. Union Pacific trains have been involved in three crashes this year in the Twin Cities. That's led the railroad to conduct a special law enforcement campaign this morning.
At the end of the day, we want everyone to go home to their families safely. And we don't know if it's just that people sometimes get distracted or complacent, but the fact of the matter is that we try to do what we can to keep the public safe, and this is one of those efforts.
The UP's Raquel Espinosa says patrol officers will be on train engines on the tracks along Welburn between F&B and Rock Prairie Road. Meanwhile, delays are expected for motorists today using George Bush Drive along the A&M campus. That's because a tree is coming down, forcing one-lane traffic on George Bush between Timber and Dexter. Southwest Parkway and Holloman Drive are suggested as alternate routes. The advisory begins this morning at 8:30 and is expected to be finished by 1:30. This year's top 10 cities list from Kiplinger's magazine focused on metropolitan areas with a population of less than 1 million. Number 3 is Bryan College Station. Editor Mark Buono says their formula included access to health care.
For example, Bryan College Station is showing an expansion now of bike and hiking paths within the city, which is quite impressive.
Kiplinger's used a Canadian think tank to crunch data collected on more than 300 locations to come up with the top 10. More details are online at WTAW.com. And the second special session of the state legislation ends tomorrow. Today, final votes are expected on a proposed constitutional amendment for more highway funding. Representative Kyle Cassell of Rural College Station says getting 100 votes in the House is easier said than done.
I don't know if we ever had 120 people in the House. It's summertime. People are on vacation. People are trying to get in their district and see what's going on. So gathering the troops on a Monday afternoon, we're going to have to start working hard over the weekend.
Entering the weekend, leaders in the House and Senate say enough support to send to voters a plan to keep a minimum amount in the rainy day fund while spending almost $850 million on non-toll roads and bridges. There's no more free parking along the Galveston seawall. Police Chief Henry Pareto says the money will go towards maintenance.
It'll pay for restrooms, showers, lighting, beautification, shrubbery, all those things that help make a tranquil place, a nice place, even better.
You can pay $25 a year, $8 a day, or $1 an hour, but you'll have to pay online. There are no parking meters. WTAW News Time is 6:38 at 76 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph, now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
Best food delivery, best sandwich shop, best bakery, best cookies. For 10 years in a row, Blue Baker has been voted best in the Brazos Valley. Visit our Dominic Drive or University Drive Bakery Cafe and try our award-winning sandwiches, our pastries, stone oven pizza, and of course our artisan baked bread. Don't have time to dine in? Delivery and pickup are available. Call 696-5055 and be sure to visit bluebaker.com to discover today's bakery special.
Stuff the Bus is a community-wide drive to collect school supplies for children in our area. This year, the Junior League hopes to provide school supplies to more than 16,000 students in need. We invite you to join us on Thursday, August 8th at the Brazos Center and HEB locations in Bryan and College Station for the Junior League of Bryan College Station Stuff the Bus School Supply Drive. We hope you will consider purchasing school supplies to donate to Stuff the Bus. For more information, please visit jlbcs.org or find them on Facebook and Twitter.
You just can't beat the American-built Toyota Tundra, the truck that's over-engineered where it matters most. Its dependability is the stuff of legend. And with great deals going on right now, there's never been a better time to own one. Yep, the Tundra's got all the qualities you want in a truck. It can take whatever you can throw at it, at the job site, and on the weekends. Tundra is more of a workhorse than a pickup, really. Always there for you when you need it. And while Tundras are built to last, this offer won't. So get to your local Toyota dealer today and drive off in your new 2013 Tundra. Complete with complimentary Toyota care. A great deal. A great reason to come in today. Lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for just $249 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing or get $2,500 customer cash. Toyota, let's go places. Visit gstoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states ends 8/5/2013.
Good morning, 641. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or give him a call at 268-1162.
Through today, mostly sunny skies and rather hot with high temperatures near 100 during this afternoon. A bit breezy as well. We'll have generally clear skies through tonight. Low temperature by morning, 75 to 79 degrees. More sunny hot weather during the day Tuesday, a bit breezy with a high near 100. We'll drop to 74 to 78 at night, and again close to 100 with lots of sunshine during Wednesday. This is meteorologist Gary Best. News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Adoya.
Name Brexhay ring a bell? If you're from the Brazos Valley, it just might, and he just won the Gold Cup, or helped win the Gold Cup anyway, for the United States. Get you caught up on that. Johnny Football's in the news again for doing something other than football bombers, Astros. Oh, and by the way, we've got auction information for G. Raleigh White stuff. All that and more with sports, and we'll do that for you here in about 10 minutes or so.
Cool. We'll talk about G. Raleigh White a couple of times this week. We'll talk to Dave South about sports stuff, and then just kind of a list of some of the people who played G. Raleigh White, because it's
pretty impressive.
For College Station, Bryan, Texas, it's not too bad. Let's see here. I just happened to turn on the radio Saturday afternoon, and I'm listening to the scores in Major League Baseball. It's like they were playing slow-pitch softball. I mean, 14 to nothing and stuff like that.
There were a couple of those, you're right.
Some guy, I guess, was against for Toronto. I don't know if they were playing the Astros or the Rangers. One of them hit a grand slam, hit a solo shot, and then later in the same inning hit a grand slam. So he had 5 RBIs in one inning.
Maybe they got a lot of rest over the All-Star break.
Yeah, oh, sure, that's it.
Didn't help the Astros much.
I was going to say, it could be that the Astros are just horrible, too. Anyway, as Kat told you, the deal's been struck. They did that over the weekend, and we probably won't have another special session. That's a good thing. Negotiators for the House and the Senate, reached some sort of a compromise on the transportation funding bill, and we've talked about it.
Especially if you let the lease go and you're staying at the Motel 6.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I mean, really, when Rainey said he was staying in a motel for $40 a night, I'm going, I don't think I'd want to stay in a $40 a night motel in Austin. Just saying.
Yeah, how much does it cost to get the bed bugs and chickens?
Well, or whatever. That's exactly right. So just, yeah. Anyhow.
Maybe that's why Johnny left Austin this weekend.
Could well be. We did lots of that back and forth stuff. And then actually, I guess the senator, when we talked to Charles Wertner, I mean, he was playing it kind of coy. That's 2 weeks ago. I talked to him, I guess, off the air this week. He's playing it kind of coy as to whether or not they're going to have a third special session. And apparently they won't. They're going to meet today. The session's supposed to end tomorrow. What I guess they got done was the Legislative Budget Board is going to set a minimum balance or a floor for the rainy day fund to make sure it doesn't go below a certain level. That was one of the things that the House and the Senate were not able to get along with. So this is going to be a constitutional amendment, boys and girls. You get a chance to vote as to whether or not we're going to put money there. And if you don't pass it, then I guess we'll all go out and break rocks until we have enough rocks for roads. But we probably ought to pass that if we can. Great headline this morning on on the Drudge Report. It's a picture of Anthony Weiner, and it says he'll stick it out.
Terrible.
His 31-year-old campaign manager has now quit. The wheels have come off this bus.
Yeah.
Now, here's what they found out over the weekend. Obviously, Weiner knew what he had been doing, and he was already trying to get his defense set up. And so what he did is he spent $41,000 in campaign money to investigate the hacking of his Twitter account in 2011. The thing is, he knew he was lying then anyway, but he went ahead and spent the money. Gosh, just in case we'd believe it. Yeah. He just needs to go away. Michigan GOP Congressman Mike Rogers, who's the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, offered another staunch defense of the NSA's data mining operation, saying zero privacy violations, 54 violent terrorist attacks thwarted. That's a pretty good record. That's his side. Mark Udall, who is a senator from Colorado, continues to criticize the NSA. He says he's got a bill out there that he's going to try to push that will limit the ways that the intelligence community can access your average person. Mike Lee, he's the Utah governor who, Utah senator who was making news last week, tossed some cold water on the notion of forcing a government shutdown over Obamacare. He said, we know the government is going to get funded. The only question is whether the government gets funded with Obamacare or without it. But on Obamacare, he said, the fact is we can delay this bill. Maybe we can't repeal it right now, but we can delay the funding. And again, I think that's probably where they're trying to go. Okay, so a guy has written a book called Zealot, The Life and Times of Jesus of Nazareth.
Yes, and he's a Muslim.
Yes, he's a Muslim. He was interviewed on Fox by, of course, the lovely and talented, I don't know what her name is, somebody Green. Let's see. Yeah, I don't know. Oh, Lauren Green. Lauren Green. Lauren, of course, is a former Miss Minnesota. And she is.
She was on Fox and Friends in the morning and went to their religious.
Yes, she's the religion correspondent. And, you know, she keeps asking, you're a Muslim, so why do you write a book about the founder of Christianity? And what this guy said is his name is Reza Aslan. He explained that he's a religious scholar who's been studying the origins of Christianity for 2 decades, has 4 degrees, one in the New Testament. He's fluent in biblical Greek. Who just happens to be a Muslim. And apparently during the interview, 7 times Lauren Green asks him, but you're a Muslim, how can you write about Christianity? Well, you know, the truth be told, there are a lot of Christians who have written about Islam, so I don't know why it can't be the other way around, but anyway, we'll see how that works out. Probably helped his book sales.
Oh, I'm sure it did.
And gosh golly, I mean, that's pretty much it. It's all pretty quiet after that. And, you know, that's a good thing. That'll save us money as long as the politicians aren't doing anything. Little problem over in Egypt, huh? Golly, man, it's just, it is tough over there, that's for sure. All right, it's 648.
If you're looking for the best in zero-turn riding mowers, see the best Brazos Valley has to offer at Kairos Truck Center. This is David Hogan with Kairos Truck Center reminding you of our great prices and financing on all our state-of-the-art riding mowers, including Ferris, Cub Cadet, and Hustler. Kairos Truck Center. We'll make mowing as close to fun as it gets. Kairos Truck Center, Highway 21, half a mile east of the bypass. Call 778-7481 or come by and see us at Kairos Truck Center for your zero-turn rider today.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue. Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Are you looking for a little privacy in your great out of doors? Many people have watched their old plants get too big or die out in drought, or for one reason or another, fail to succeed. Plants do provide privacy outdoors. What are the best? How do you use them? I'll be back with details right after this message. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is the alternative solution effectively to protect your fruits and vegetables using naturally derived non-synthetic active ingredients. It was formulated by Bayer Advanced Scientists and packaged for easy application, providing the protection and the results you want. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control is in a convenient and easy-to-use, ready-to-spray form. It's a 3-in-1 product that kills fungus, insects, and mites, including spider mites. It prevents black spot, rust, powdery mildew, and so much more. Read and follow label directions for complete listings. This product can be used on roses, vegetables, flowers, shrubs, and houseplants. You can use it up to the day before harvesting fruits and vegetables. Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control from Bayer Advanced. It fits your life. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Bayer Advanced Natria Insect Disease and Mite Control. Plants are great at breaking up lines of sight. We have several fine choices that will grow tall enough to block people's views of your house and its gardens, but it's not quite as simple as that. Here are some guidelines. You need to start by determining the real height that you'll need. Will 8 feet be enough, or do you need 12 or 15 feet or more? If you're unsure, a quick and dirty technique would be to take a section of white plastic pipe and a few pieces of blue masking tape. Mark the pipe off in feet and have someone hold the pipe where you intend to plant your new screen. Walk to various parts of your landscape and keep track of the height that best suits your needs. There's no point in planting something unnecessarily tall because it's just going to take up more ground space than it needs to. Your next temptation will be to plant something really fast growing. And that's probably frustration, waiting for its chance to bite you. Fast-growing plants typically zoom past our desired heights and widths, and we have to start whacking them back. Often you get to do that several times a year. I got to do that as a teenager in College Station, our privet hedge, and I am all about choosing plants that grow to the desired height and then stop growing. Determine how many plants you'll need before you ever go shopping. Measure the space where you'll be planting your screen carefully. For most species, you want to space the plants about two-thirds as far apart as they'll be allowed to grow in height. If you're planting shrubs that will top out at 12 feet, set them 8 feet apart in their rows or groupings. I guess some types of plants might have different spacings. Talk to your nurseryman about it. And don't feel like you have to plant in a long straight row of one type of shrub. Maybe groupings would work better for you. What are the best choices? Well, if you want something in the 6 to 8 foot height, I would look at willow leaf hollies. You may know them as needlepoint hollies. The original old-fashioned glossy abelia and Eleagnus and maybe even butterfly roses. Now, they're semi-evergreen, but they're beautiful. If you need something taller in the 8 to 12 foot spread, you might consider Marinelle holly. It's one of the finest, and it has some children, the red hollies like Oakland or Oakleaf hollies, also Robin, Little Red, and Festival. Waxleaf ligustrums are historically popular, and they're kind of getting a comeback. For tall screening shrubs, in the 12 to 16 foot range, Nellie R. Stevens hollies. Oh, and also, I am very fond of Yopon holly as a shrub. And then for small to mid-sized evergreen trees, teddy bear magnolias and little gem magnolias. And for big trees, eastern red cedar juniper. I'm Neil Sperry. Bring color to the shade in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52.
Montoya, Donovan, big save, and the Americans take the lead.
Local kid makes a big splash on the international set on the international stage. His bio says College Station. I think he played for Bryan. And Breck Shea scored less than a minute after entering the game as the second half substitute in the 68th minute, giving the United States a 1-0 victory over Panama in the Gold Cup final. It is the fifth Gold Cup title for the Americans, but their first since 2007. The victory also extended the Americans' winning streak to a team record 11 games in a row. Johnny Football's back in the headlines for something other than football, again. A month and a half after some not-so-well-chosen words for College Station, he tried Austin on for size. Problem was, the fraternity in Austin didn't take kindly to a longtime rival being there. Manziel, attending a fraternity party in the West Campus area near the University of Texas, was, quote, quickly and harshly, kicked out of the event Friday, according to SB Nation's Texas site, Burnt Orange Nation. After the incident, Johnny tweeted, quote, just win, baby, in reference to the Texas record, I'm sure. Bombers couldn't buy a hit early in the game, but the Pump Jacks were defending well. The Jacks quickly took advantage of their great pitching by taking the lead in the third off a 2-RBI Garrett McMullen double, and then in the sixth, a 2-run blast by Mitch Meyer extended the Jacks' lead to 4-0. Then in the seventh, Brett Curtin put the Bombers in the lead with a 3-RBI double, and G.R. Hinesley quickly added an insurance run with an RBI single to center field, extending the Bombers' lead to 6-4. And by doing so, he became the Bombers' all-time leading RBI leader.
It's all the guys in front of me. They get on base. 1, 2, 3, they've been getting on base all summer. They move around for me, and I just put the ball in play and get some hits with the guys on the base, and it worked out for the best.
Bombers will take on the Pump Jacks again Tuesday at American Momentum Ballpark, first pitch at 7:05. Texas A&M NCAA Javelin champion Sam Humphreys was forced to withdraw from the IAAF World Championship after being injured in a competition earlier in the week. Humphreys, a senior from Laredo, Texas, suffered a broken rib and torn abdominal muscle on one of his throws in a meet in Finland. Texas A&M Athletics will conduct an online auction of several unique and historic items from the recently closed G. Raleigh White Coliseum beginning on August the 1st. It will all be via the school's official Aggie website, aggieathletics.com, and you can check there for what's for sale and exactly when it goes on sale. Mark Weaver, an assistant coach at Texas A&M women's tennis team since 2007-2008, has been promoted to associate head coach, and that's according to Howard Jeff. That was announced on Saturday. Ubaldo Jimenez pitched at 8 scoreless innings, and the Cleveland Indians shut out the Rangers for the second straight game, a 6-0 win yesterday. The Rangers manager Ron Washington on what's holding up the Rangers now.
Our issue is only just getting a base hit with runners in scoring position. If we can start doing that, then we'll be fine.
The Astros tied things up in the fourth, but then in the ninth, it all went south.
Ground ball up the middle, bouncing through in the center field. Here comes Emilio. The throw is high. He scores, standing up. Ball game, Blue Jays 2-1 over the Astros in the bottom of the ninth.
Colby Rasmus drove in Emilio Bifuco with a game-winning single in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays beat the Astros 2-1. And finally, Indiana native Ryan Newman finished ahead of points leader Jimmy Johnson to win the Brickyard 400 in his home state. Newman started from the pole, took over the lead with 27 laps remaining, and ended a 49-race winless drought. Here's Ryan Newman in victory lane.
This is awesome. I've only had so many opportunities. It's not like we come here twice a year, but Quicken Loans Chevrolet was amazing today. The best car I've probably ever driven in my career, and it takes that here at Indy. You have to have a good car, and Matt did an awesome job calling the shots and taking the two tires to get us to track position. We needed that.
I fibbed a little. That wasn't actually the last story. This is Hunter Mahan has made the happy jump from tournament leader to proud father. He announced the birth of his daughter Sunday, a day after he withdrew from the Canadian Open while he was in the lead. His wife went into labor. He tweeted, quote, "What a whirlwind of a day." Zoe Olivia Mahan was born at 8:36 a.m. in Texas. Mahan was leading the tournament in Oakville, Ontario. After two rounds Saturday, he flew home to Dallas, where his wife went into labor a month before her due date. Mom and baby are doing fine. That's your sports. It's all brought to you by Atkinson Toyota and Brian, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
When you need a plumber, you need someone who offers every service in the book, from faucets, sinks, and toilets to backflow, leak detection, and sewer cleaning. That's Ed Phillips Plumbing. You also want the finest customer service. Again, that's Ed Phillips Plumbing. And since plumbing problems never pop up at opportune times, you want 24-hour service. Don't worry, you can call Ed Phillips Plumbing 24/7 at 731-1500. That's 731-1500. You can also visit them online at ed-phillips-plumbing.com.
Getting to the point now where Doug pretty much does it all at Classic Collision and Restoration. Of course, since 1999, they've been doing award-winning auto restoration, custom painting, top-quality collision repair. They do everyday work, too. In other words, if you're a daily driver, gets into an accident, you need to have that work done. You need to get through all the paperwork, get a car rented, get the vehicle maybe taken to the shop to get it worked on. Well, Doug can handle all that for you, and he's just a phone call away at 779-8399. Now, also, if you're looking for work to be done on the inside of your car, maybe you want to convert the upholstery to leather. Maybe you need new carpet, new headliner. And again, not just cars or trucks. They'll do work on vans and boats and trailers, anything like that. When it comes to upholstery, Classic Collision Restoration can do that. And finally, remember that Classic Collision Restoration now offers automotive exhaust work, too. They sell Flowmaster and Magnaflow mufflers, and they can replace catalytic converters. They can do custom dual exhaust mufflers and a lot more. You'll find their prices much lower than in other muffler shops and at dealers. All the work is done right at Classic's location. They are on Highway 21 West next to Sioux Falls Prater. That's Classic Collision and Restoration.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of those businesses who sponsor the games of your favorite team. Businesses like Schulte Roofing, Rudy's Barbecue, Malik AC and Heating, and Team Ford. Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Brazos Valley weather. High today about 98. Actually, all week long, 98. Low about 75. No mention of rain. It's 80 now, WTAW, College Station, Bryan. 7 o'clock.